Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily, KFH. It's all Brocked at Savage. Andrew chimes in on our video stream via YouTube that the open market setup is suboptimal. What is the optimal setup, then, in our opinion, for compensating student-athletes appropriately? I think we're getting there, Paul. I've always thought this would take 4 or 5 years to settle out. I don't know how else you do it besides the open market unless you make every single athlete an employee and pay them, and then they're agreeing to that salary, just like the rest of us do, and then they're under contract. I don't know how else you do that. I don't know that that's optimal, because I don't know, that seems very complicated. I think that the open market is a path. I think the bigger issue is coming in the transfer angle of this and the tampering. If you want to put tampering rules in place, go for it, because that is a little shady, right? Don't reach out to players until they're into the portal. And if you're caught doing that, you're limited by scholarships or whatever it is you want to do. Well, but I don't know that there's a better way than the open market. And if you also want to, within the open market, limit the number of just wide open and free penalty-free transfers, I'm also okay with that as long as you get one, which is now the system. I think that's going to make a very large difference that we'll see pretty quickly. So I think we're getting to what's a pretty good spot in this. And again, here's the other thing, Paul. In the current system, and we didn't talk about this in the last segment. In the current system, how much do universities have to pay these players? Because if you want to bring them on as employees, now you've got the university on the hook for that. So I don't understand also why the NCAA has its new president lobbying in Washington to get something in place here that potentially, here's the most dangerous thing for colleges in the NCAA, revenue sharing. You want a union, Nick Saban? You ready to revenue share? Because that's the big elephant in the room. The NCAA basketball tournament, which is worth billions, how much of that do the players get currently? Zero. So if you think that that's the path, that cannot be the best answer for the schools, because now the $30 million that Big 12 schools are getting in football, how much of that do they keep and how much goes to the players in a revenue sharing model?
Right.
Right now they get to keep all of it, right? And the players are compensated by somebody else. You've got this model, Paul. Could you imagine? I'm a business owner. I'm trying to like envision this world where I hire people to come work for me. And I'm like, here's the thing. Like, I'm not going to pay you. Somebody else is going to pay you. I don't have to pay you. Could you imagine that? That's the model they're currently in. That sounds like a pretty sweet deal for schools in the NCAA. You don't have to share any of that revenue that's generated. That sound good to you for your business? Yeah, it does to me. Why are you poking that bear?
Right. Yeah, Nick Saban, how much are you willing to give up of your profit to Vanderbilt? They're in your conference. You're going to give them some of your money.
How much are you willing to give up to your profit to your own players?
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and therein lies part of the problem with what you're – this will all figure out, and it will all sort of take shape. Now, because I'm going to look back over the past year. Do you remember about a year ago, about this time, on this show, we broke news that nobody had ever broken in Wichita media, and that was basically how much K-State, KU were playing individual players here in the city of Wichita and in the state of Kansas to attend their schools. Remember when we broke that news? And we were really surprised at the amounts and how much it was. Turns out that those amounts have gone up rather quickly, and those amounts are much larger than they were a year ago. But we broke that news. We didn't know where this was going. We didn't know how this was going to take shape. We didn't know who this was going to advantage and who it wasn't. And it was obvious the amounts were different between KU and K-State. KU was paying a lot more money, really, to players to sign with them. And that's what we reported, and that's what really the situation was. But there's still so much ground, Jacob, that's going to happen. There's so many changes that are taking place. Man, we talk about this almost once a week just because there's changes, and we got to keep up with the changes. And the changes, K-State's got to keep up with the changes from Oklahoma. And Oklahoma has to keep up the changes from Alabama and Georgia. And Georgia and Alabama have to figure out ways. How can we keep the players we got and not let the other teams have them so that they get better? It's just it's a vicious cycle. But you know who ends up, you know, who ends up ahead? The players. They're going to end up ahead. That's who's going to end up ahead.
Well, they're going to end up ahead of where they were, which was this ridiculous place, right, where they couldn't do anything. They couldn't go earn. You couldn't go. I was talking to Dennis Dodd this weekend when I was doing the CBS shift, and he used an example of a musician, I think it was at Arizona State, that he was doing a story with, who couldn't go with his peers who were going to play like Carnegie Hall, right, as a music student. He couldn't go do that as an athlete. He wasn't allowed to do it because he was an athlete.
Right.
And it's ridiculous.
Right.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Right. And I have told you the story of going on a road trip watching my daughter play NCAA volleyball. And during breaks when other teams are playing, my daughter come over with one or two of her player friends and say, you know, I'm going to go over to the concession stands. Girls, what can I get you? You want a Coke or anything? Oh, thank you, Mr. Savage, but we can't accept any kind of money-typed offer from anybody. I couldn't buy my daughter's teammates a Coke at the concession stand. That's nuts. That's crazy. But that was the rules, and nobody's going to break the rules and make sure you don't. And so we're away from that, thank goodness. But
I'll tell you a story
on
how ridiculous that was. So right before I left Amarillo, legendary coach at West Texas A&M named Don Carthel was there, had brought the program to new levels, not seen. I mean, we're talking, Paul, drawing like 20,000 fans for a Division II football game. Like, people were nuts about it.
Right.
And except the athletic director. And he was fired because of this. They were in Dallas, in the Dallas area, for the conference meetings, and he was with two players, and they got done early, and they wanted to go to a Rangers game. And so he took the players. They didn't have any money on them because they're college athletes at a Division II program. Nobody has any money.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll get your tickets. You got to pay me back, though, when we get back to Canyon, Texas. We get pay me back. I'll front it to you now so we can get into this game, and then you guys just pay me back when we get there. So that happens. He got fired for that.
Wow.
He got fired for that.
Wow.
Yeah. And you're talking about a legend whose son now has won a Division II national championship, is now at Stephen F. Austin. Like, it's insane. That's why he was fired. And I just, like, that's where we were, right? That's what we were dealing with before. You can't get a beverage at the concession stand while you're watching your daughter and her teammate. Like, this is stupid. Like, what are we doing here? So that was before. We're better than that now, right? We're better than that. Is it wild and crazy and uncontrolled and uncomfortable? Yes. Will it get better? Yes. It's going to get better. Now, the real question, though, becomes, what do you think better is? Is better athletes making less money, or is better just having more organizational control on the facilitation of the money, regardless of what it is, right? Like, I am totally fine helping facilitate this stuff. What I'm not fine with is anything that tries to put a stranglehold on what the open market is determining some of these athletes are worth. That's what I'm not okay with, because that's not any of anybody's business, right? Like, it's just you've got restrictions on scholarship and academic requirements, and all of that stuff needs to be there, 100%. But the school, for any other student on campus, isn't stepping in to say XYZ student can't go work for a certain amount of money. It doesn't happen, because it's total nonsense. Yet we accept it for athletes. Could you imagine, Paul, let's say you're like an acting student. You're a thespian, Paul. Let's say you're 20 years old. You're an acting student at Baylor, and Hollywood comes calling and wants to cast you for a movie. Pay you $1 million. We're going to cast you in this movie. We want you to be the star. Do you then, as an acting student, have to make some decision where you give up your college eligibility as an actor to go take that job? Or, no, you just go take the job and you're still an acting student.
Yeah. That's right. You come right back, and you're back in class and back in performances and at the theater there.
Isn't it crazy that we've done this for athletes and we've brainwashed people to think it's okay?
Well,
that concept doesn't exist for anybody else.
Well, your point is excellent with regards to the theater, because it does point it out. But those that would defend it would say, well, this is part of the way we control gambling. This is part of the way that we're able to clamp down a little bit and not allow students to take any kind of bribe that might be used against them later for some particular game that some gambling organization would then call upon. That's what they're going to say. And at one point, I think. I don't even know that they even had a point on that. I'm not even going to buy. I was going to say maybe I could see that a little bit, but I'm not sure I see it at all. No. I take it back. I don't see anything.
Gambling or no gambling, if that scenario existed.
That's right.
And it
I'm not buying.
And it doesn't. You could make the case that some booster of another school would pay some kid and just be like, don't play well. Like, that doesn't even have to be gambling. Like, that stuff is so far-fetched and out of anybody's control that, like, what are we even talking about at that point? It's just, it does not make any sense. And we have now this path for athletes to earn as much as they're worth. It doesn't cost these schools or the NCAA a penny, right? They don't have to give up any of their revenues in this. Why are you messing with this? Nick Saban, you want to give up some of the bonus you get if Alabama wins a national championship? You want to distribute that out to your players?
Yeah.
Come talk to me.
Yeah, really.
Hey, I mean, come on now.
You're making $8 million a year. $8 million a year. Come on.
I don't even care about his salary. I'm just talking about his incentive bonus. Just your incentive bonus.
Yeah, I got
just
you.
Give that up.
Yeah, how about that?
Why is it okay that Nick Saban makes $8 million a year, by the way? Because that's what the market says he's worth.
Yeah.
That's what the school says he's worth.
Right.
Great. Make $100 million a year. I don't care. Somebody's willing to pay you.
Yeah.
But have the same standard for your players, please.
That's the standard.
869-1240. That's all it is.
Is it?
We'll be right back. More Sports Daily. The IHOP hotline's open if you want to chat about it. Again, Nick Saban says players need to unionize. Don't misunderstand. It's because he wants a salary cap. We'll be right back with more Sports Days.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.